cook that shit up, Quay.
We back.
Hey.
What episode is this?
Turdy Tree.
Okay. And we ain't canceled yet.
Yeah.
Let's shoot for the stars.
We're going to shoot for episode 40. That's about when.
Cancel always 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a new podcast called Always 501. Bitch ass niggas.
Yeah.
Cancel us. Fuck it.
But yes, we are back. Episode 33. Mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce myself. Yeah. M-Jizzle, the least favorite.
It's Daddy now. You know how I get around.
Chizzy Chad coming again to you last.
Sick of you.
You don't like that? You've got to like that.
It's just like one bitch told you you had a radio voice, and ever since then, you just like.
Martin, WCUP.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. You were working the 8 o'clock news or whatever.
He went to the bar. I ain't never seen you with a temp fade this deep.
Yeah.
Huh?
Never.
Yeah, Leroy hooked me up.
And then
you
like to do that girl spot.
You feel me though? Hey, one of my techs at work told, I walked into work Thursday. He said, you know, older white guy. He said, what's that on your head? I said, it's my hair, bro. He said, how you get that faggot shit done like that? I said, you ain't here looking a little sweet. Yeah, I said, I'll beat you the fuck up, bro. You gotta stop talking to me.
Like, he don't know you'll put a nigga through a windshield.
Yeah,
All right, I'm gonna chill. Yeah. Yo, we got a special guest.
Yes. Very special.
I really feel like we are all excited to have her here.
I don't know how the fuck we got Lizzo on the show.
We got Lizzo. Hey, we got Lizzo on the joint.
Shout out to Lizzo.
Amazeballs.
Hey, I'm ugly, stop.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Yeah,
you're motherfucking ugly.
Let's start it over.
And now, but
go ahead and introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Ikea.
You did all this fucking talking before we
came to the show.
Why you looking at
what I do? Like, how I'm so interested.
No, you, that's good.
You gotta speak up.
Talk this IKEA. She went to Elizabeth City State.
I did not go to Elizabeth City.
Oh.
I went to DeVry University.
Okay.
Classes.
So it took you 82 minutes to graduate.
Mind your fucking business.
The 3 online classes.
It was 4.
Is she a medical assistant?
Send
a degree through text message. hey, you done.
It's a week.
Hey,
you done now.
You done now. Oh, man.
But
I appreciate you. She's actually like one of the first people to listen to our podcast. No bullshit.
And she listens consistently.
So
I be pressed.
No,
ain't nobody say you be pressed.
No, we just saying we appreciate you.
We appreciate
really
it. Cause it ain't like
niggas pay you. Barely pay us.
I mean, MJ got a new fucking job and shit.
Yeah. Don't you work at the?
Put my place of employment out there.
The OnlyFans.
You right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can see so right. That pussy on the internet.
My
right
Cash
there.
App.
Okay.
She got the Cash App.
EYEKEYUH.
Is it
with the money sign in the front?
Just
drop a couple dollars. I'll send you whatever you want.
Only the Valentine. Yeah. No, okay. Anyway, let's get this show started.
No, before
real. Horny. Yeah. Horny and broke. I see you. Let's go.
Rent due. It's the first.
It's first of the month. Damn, it is the first of the month.
It is.
God damn it. I got to pay my mortgage.
Yeah.
It's also, I done bought liquor and shit tonight. I blew the bag on groceries.
Speaking of liquor, all right, so we had somebody come through last week. They wasn't on the episode, and he brought us Fireball, a candy cane. It was like 42 airplane bottles of Fireball. And we got 42 airplane bottles of Fireball still sitting here.
Hey, look, y'all should give them away. Like, yeah, y'all can.
Nah, fuck. Man, fuck. Nah. They need to buy these damn shot glasses.
Yeah, buy
42.
I got plenty of merch left over.
T-shirts is going for, you want a t-shirt?
if you ain't know, we got blankets because Chad had one on last week.
Yeah.
The purple and gold
joint. That purple, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Snuggie.
Yep. First of all, you sweating.
I know. It got hot real quick.
Real bad.
And fuck you.
Oh, here we go.
MJ bisexual. So we, yeah.
We even. We not even gonna discuss what was discussed before the air. But
oh my god,
we
gonna,
we
oh
yeah, we
gonna, all right. Yeah, let's.
Hey, look, for real though. Yesterday was Halloween, and it was a lot of trash ass costumes.
Right.
Right.
And I want y'all to know, I got tired of seeing Woody and Jesse. I got tired of seeing Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. Half y'all hoes didn't look nothing like y'all thought
y'all
did.
And that little Spider-Man from the cartoon one.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I seen two men dressed as Spider-Man. One was bent over. I get tired of seeing shit like this.
They was bent over.
Huh?
They was bent over.
Look, I ain't gonna talk about it. Some BDSM shit that I did not expect to see on my shit. Somebody posted
this in their shoes, by the way.
It was weird. It was on holding the string like this, and the other one's running. Like, bro, I was like, damn, these two bitches. And I was like, nah, his shoulder's too big for this. I was like, man, look, anyway. It's some weird shit on my time.
And Halloween, Chad, did you not say that people took off work from your job? For Halloween,
Niggas was gone early.
Niggas was leaving early.
Niggas was. I'm not even talking about my job specifically. Just like niggas dead ass find this as a
holiday,
and like
All Hallows Eve.
Huh?
That's what it's called.
Really?
That's what the white people call it.
You supposed to like go to church and shit.
No.
Oh, Hallelujah night.
I don't know.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat.
I'm some sick of niggas just taking the joy out of everything. Like, but man, fuck y'all kids. Like, if, either you need to get your other half need to go take them kids out, or they don't need to trick or treat. Like, or live in a better neighborhood.
Did you take them to the mall?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hand out candy, Justin?
Hell no.
Did anybody hand out? I was at work.
So I came home late from work, right? Got home.
You live in a neighborhood too.
Like, yeah,
a real one.
Like, I was tired of shit on the way home from work. I'm like, fuck these kids, bro. Like, I'm not buying nothing. As soon as I walk in the house, barely sat down, bro. Doorbell rang. Opened the door. I thought about giving the little nigga a can of tuna. I didn't have nothing. Yeah. Right, so I felt kind of embarrassed.
He should have been grateful, though.
You know,
you got 400 bottles of Fireball in here.
Fireball.
Yeah. Facts. I felt kind of embarrassed. So what I do, you know, get in the car, go to the pharmacy, buy two big ass bags of candy. As soon as I get back, the sky falls out. I was mad as shit.
I brought
a bag to work and gave my old lady a bag to take to her kids at school. Mm. Like, I'm like, yo, this some bullshit. Not paid $30 for two bags of candy.
Spider-Man, your fucking mother.
Yo, that was that your retort.
You had to find something else to say.
All right.
Come on, my mama beat you the fuck up.
She probably would. She looked like she got hands.
Yeah.
She shoot niggas.
Yeah, but they need to put an end to Halloween.
It's a made-up Halloween.
Like, I'm like the only house on the neighborhood that didn't decorate. Like, I didn't even put... No, fuck them decorating for.
I'm surprised they came over here.
Do black people... Like decorating?
No.
My black neighbors did.
Boy, what?
They black?
Yeah, they was a couple.
I thought they were Mexican.
Nah, a couple of them like
Dominican.
They was out all sitting on the porch, all dressed up in costumes and shit. And I'm just driving down the street like, look at these goofy ass.
but you know what the crazy thing is? Like, I also hate motherfuckers who don't celebrate Halloween. If that makes sense. If, like, they take the joy out of it.
They, like, oh, we got to go to church.
Yeah, like, yeah. People like that. Like, oh, you can't do it because it's the devil. Fuck y'all.
I don't take the joy out of it.
Is it the devil, though?
If you want to celebrate, celebrate.
So what's the purpose of, like,
I just don't give a fuck about it.
And begging for candy.
Just get candy out. I don't, that's the thing. That's the point I don't understand. So
what's,
like,
the point in women putting on good clothes and begging for money?
What's the point in you having that time on right now?
I just got off work. I guess they going to work. So,
what's the difference between...
Oh, when they put good clothes on?
You know women don't dress up unless they want something.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of them things where, like, people just love to take the joy out of everything. Let them kids dress up. Let them kids get their candy. Like, if somebody don't want to give out candy, fuck it. Just go to the next house and get over it.
Don't egg my house.
If you have my house, I'll fuck you
and
up.
And if my light off, do not knock on my fucking door.
If it's light up,
you live in the projects anyway.
First of all, I don't live in the projects.
Really, no, you ain't nobody really fucking with you.
I don't live in the projects.
No, you don't stay in no projects. No. I think they killing you with rent, but
you gentrified where you at?
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Gentrified as hell.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In Durham. Shit.
Durham. And y'all
had six murders in 2 hours.
Yeah, there's been eight murders in the last 48 hours.
They outside my job yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Day
for yesterday?
30th.
The 30th.
On
the
30th,
yeah.
But what I hear is like a rise in gang violence.
That's what they said it was.
Like, I didn't know gangs were still a thing.
Huh?
I really didn't. Like, the last gangbanger I heard of was Nipsey Hussle. He died. So I thought the shit just ended.
Snoop's still a crip, bro.
Snoop.
You don't never get out of, like, gangbangers. They stay gangbangers.
He a crip and he put out a gospel album.
Definitely.
That was kind of
no, he got a gospel.
Huh?
He got a gospel
like number one.
Yeah,
I heard. It's
and
not
he
good,
got
though.
Like a little Jamaican joint too.
Yeah, where he called himself Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Stupid. Y'all better leave me the fuck.
Snoop funny though. Like Snoop is hilarious.
So we talking about? Let's stay on the subject of kids. My man, Lil Boosie Boo. Paid for his 14-year-old son to get necked by some female.
For his birthday.
For his birthday. We don't know how old the female was. But we gonna start with you, Ikea. What do you think about this situation?
I mean, like, at least he wasn't just like out there. At least he wasn't just out there with, like, random people. Like, his daddy, like, probably, like,
controlled the situation.
Screened the girl, make sure she was, like, right for him. He probably got next to you.
So, we more mad. So, here's my thing. Are we more mad about him soliciting prostitution?
But, like, how old? We need to know how old the girl was. Like, if she was 16.
It's still a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
Either way.
Because if you pay another 14-year-old little girl to go suck a dick,
that's child. That's child pornography.
But if you also pay an 18-year-old or older to suck your 14-year-old son dick, that's statutory rape.
Yeah. And child pornography.
So, it's a real slippery slope. Mm.
Justin.
Man, I'm
you
so wish confused. Right?
You
went.
You torn.
I'm torn because I'm happy for him. But I'm happy for him, but it's just also weird to me. Like, and I'm trying to figure out, like
by your dad.
Yeah, like
you can't get it on your own.
What if Boosie?
Your dad is Boosie.
But I mean, and she probably was just doing it because she probably thought she was gonna be able to suck Boosie dick
at 14.
My mindset.
At 11.
Whoa!
This is where we talking about the slippery slope. It get real slippery. Because
why she sucking dick at 11, and then she sucking a 14?
She was 11.
Who knows?
MJ just said she was 11.
We don't know her age, so I'm gonna say another age.
Hey, yeah. Little girl, how old are you?
It's just
I know you watch it.
Comment below and let us know how old you are.
I think it was probably like a girl that was of age.
Probably like 16, 17.
No, not 16, 17.
Because ain't nobody know. Because I'm probably, not about to suck probably, a little boy dick.
18 to 21.
At 18, let's be real. So
at 18, I'm not sucking nobody that I mean, it depends. Cause like, no, because like these, so like they be 14 and they be looking grown.
Where you be hanging out at?
You fuck kids.
Nah.
You a cougar.
I never have. Low key.
You don't
have low key? Why?
Probably.
You think you a cougar?
I ain't a cougar, but I mean, like, if he younger.
Panther. Puma.
You're a freak,
Yeah.
That's all, dude. Well, no, but, so I'm just saying, like, let me present this question. So, like, you're 18. Boosie come to you and say, suck my son and dick.
How much he paying?
$40.
Yeah. You done did it for free. You did it for free.
It's real.
I'm just saying,
like, I mean, it's Boosie. Like, he gonna have, not for 40.
But here's my thing, though. So, do you
think. Boosie got a lot of kids, too, though.
Yeah, dang, he gotta give a lot of 40s every year.
He paid his girl?
He said he got it for free tickets.
What, free tickets to a show?
Yeah.
His show?
What kind of show?
He be
Because I was like, I'm not going to
what kind of show? Like, is he doing like a show at the Ritz or like?
Nah, he's doing a show at a club, like
in the living room, at Divas. The house,
at Divas. At, yeah,
nah,
that's where Boxy be. That was Boosie.
Boxcar.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm definitely not. No. No.
So, like, so, but either, so we're all in agreement. It's weird either way we put it, right?
It's weird, but it's not.
What you mean it's not?
Cause like that's like a rite of passage type thing.
Huh? You say a rite of passage for who?
Your daddy ain't never paid for no pussy.
No.
Oh,
all right. He paid for an abortion.
Huh?
He paid for an abortion. But I was also in college.
But so first time I got my dick set was like 16. It was my girlfriend.
For free.
Yeah.
She get it for free.
Yeah.
So you made
out
then.
I ain't never paid for no
pussy. Bro, I know the joint was about 24 that you fool with.
Nah, it was my next door neighbor. She was about 12.
How old were you?
11.
Oh, y'all was young, young.
Were you this side?
No, he wasn't.
The fact that you answered.
No, he wasn't.
But now,
he was like, that
you got your dick sucked at 11?
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, though, like.
Why was you freaked out at 11?
Cultural thing.
Jamaican.
But
you ever seen a Jamaican dance?
So I did that at 11. And you seen another little piece of pussy till my 13th birthday. My brother got me some ass. But then I didn't have sex after that till I was like 17. You know what I mean? So
wait,
like,
you fucked at 13?
Yeah, on my birthday.
That was I didn't have sex for the first time until 18. I was 18. I was in a relationship for nine years. And
for real, I don't even know if I had sex for real.
Wait, you waited?
Did you?
Yeah.
I had no choice.
I was trying, though. I was trying. She was just sucking dick and jacking me off for like 4 years.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I'll take a hand job right now at 30. That's just a motherfucker. You gotta be grateful at 30. Whatever you do.
You paying for it?
Huh?
You paying for it?
Not directly. Indirectly.
I'll buy you some food. You get Ruby too.
Hibachi?
No.
You a prostitute.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. You said ass.
I mean, she said ass.
She said ass.
And Hibachi, $8. Hibachi. On Saturday.
Nah, I want to go to the shit that's at Briar Creek. What's that? I don't like
hibachi. Hibachi one. Oh, you want?
No, I don't want hibachi 101 either. I want the shit that's over there by.
That's not hibachi. You talking about Brazza?
Oh, you want
to
go to the
Brazza? Oh, you gonna take me to Brazza?
Fuck no. That's my
for Brazilian steakhouse, you gonna have to eat some ass.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, y'all.
But for a Brazilian steakhouse. That's 70 a person.
I can pay for that shit myself.
Now that's fine. They got like.
Why you so disgusting?
they got like some shit that's like platinum.
Yeah, but you could go for brunch. That shit $25 a person.
I heard it.
I went one Sunday.
Yeah,
it was
that
cool.
Brunch later.
I got fucked up off mimosas.
Yep.
But the platinum shit comes with a lobster tail. It's very unnecessary.
Cause it comes with like a lobster tail and shit like that. Like,
it's the same shit. With
but you can get a lobster tail at Harris Teeter for $8. Like
for $8,
yeah,
you get the one that's expired.
No, $8? Like on Wednesdays, that shit is like a little special to dinner. That shit is $8.
Nah. Mm. It is on the hot bar, bro.
Yeah,
it
is. That shit $8.
They get you a lizard tail.
I mean,
bro, it's right there in that middle shit, bro.
Yeah. No, it's to order. They do the.
Lobster, I know what I'm saying. Like, it's still, I mean, like it's the.
And
hot
you get
bar,
like a little side salad and shit. Yeah. Like that shit.
Fuck
be,
Harris.
And on Wednesday, the fucking wine be $3. Only Food Line.
Yeah,
because Food Line got gizzards. I was looking for gizzards the other day and Food Line had
I mean, they got
chicken feet.
I've never had a chicken feet, but I mean.
You probably.
You eat chicken feet, don't you?
And I do. Yeah.
And I do.
Sure the fuck do. I ain't had it in a while.
You miss it?
Not really.
They come pickled.
I miss pussy. That's what I do.
My condolences.
What I do, man.
You pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't
know. How much money you got right now?
So you tired of dick. You tired of dick, man.
I see you lying away. I really will.
Me doing me a favor.
He tired of dick.
What's up with you?
I'm tired of dick, too.
What's you say? What's up?
Yeah, all right, Boosie, good and bad job. Moving on.
Yeah.
Boosie ain't had a hot song since.
He never, never. Then it wasn't his song.
That wasn't.
It was not his song.
Loose as a Goose? What's that
called? Is that his song?
Oh, Zoom is the only song ever he really that pop, right?
That's the only song he got.
Y'all know Boosie got bodies. Can we move on?
You scared.
He 5'5".
Because he probably watching this shit right now.
If he come in here, what you going to do for him? Huh? He dead. All
right.
Huh? Anyway.
Hey, y'all niggas. MJ Horner.
Get your mind out the gutter, bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to do for him.
That's what he said. He said, what you going to do for him?
What's that?
What
bro?
You going to do for him?
We gonna fight Lizzo. Me and Lizzo.
Bro, I knew you weren't gonna play her. I knew she was funnier than you.
This is my last episode.
Mine too.
This is the last episode, you permanent.
Anyway, tackle football under 12. They're trying to ban that. We are still talking about kids. Michael Jordan meme after this one, though. Straight like that. But tackle football under 12. Chizzy, you brought this up. They're trying to ban tackle football. Is it in New York?
Yeah.
New York for kids under 12.
What?
Some kids be big as fuck. So like, my little cousin be playing. Like, he was big. Playing flag football, and he couldn't understand that, like, he couldn't tackle the other kids, and he was hurting them. Like, he was like 5.
Really?
He didn't understand the concept of, like, you just take the flag.
See, like, when I played, like, Mighty Mighty, Mighty Mighty, whatever that shit is, we had a weight limit. And if you didn't pass that weight limit that day, you just gonna play. So we had, like, one nigga who paid that season. He couldn't play any game.
Oh, that's fucked up. I don't know.
I mean, he was fat as fuck, though.
Like, no, he needed to be playing. He needed to be running it.
Right, but, like, it's for safety, though. Like, I think, like, mind you, we were in Pee Wee. I think Pee Wee was, like, the weight limit was, like, 150. And, like, they would literally take, like, the bigger kids and, like, have them go weigh in just to make sure they didn't, like, hit the weight limit. So, even I had to go weigh in, and I think I wasn't even close. I was, like, 135 at the time. Like in the sixth grade or whatever. So this nigga was like,
hey, yo.
210.
This one right here. This one right here. I didn't say a word.
What's funny, actually?
No.
So we can talk about weight.
Okay, I'm fat. Like, the fuck?
I'm not calling you fat. You thick.
No, you said I look like, cause. And you know what? And I hope you wasn't trying to sound like Lizzo when she had that diaper on. That's what the fuck you said, wasn't it?
Nah, you look like Lizzo in that movie Hustlers.
Yeah, with the pasties.
Let them titties hang.
And fishnets.
Let them titties hang.
What are we talking about? We're talking about kids playing
tackle football.
We had a kid, like I said, the weight limit was 150. He was like 210, and I don't know why they paid him to go. Like he was never going to make
the middle school. Like
he should put a trash bag on his nigga and make him run a lap.
That's what they did.
Bro, he like they couldn't even find a helmet his size. They had to get him a helmet from the high school, bro. Like
no cap.
And he was how old? 11?
He was one of them kids they pushed in the stroller till he was 9.
Yeah.
Poor child.
Yeah. He should have been poor child, like fat fuck. Anyway, I should have said he ain't did nothing to nobody. But yeah. I was tackling at 9.
This is when you were little?
Yeah.
So how much he weigh now?
He easy at 4 piece.
He actually do the podcast with us. This Chizzy chest. I'm gonna get to you
like. He about four. He about four, yeah. But, like, I was tackling. Like, you played football. No, you didn't play football as a kid.
No, I played soccer.
That's still, y'all call it football, right?
Yeah,
we F-U-T.
Was you was nimble?
Football. All right, I see y'all later.
All right, you played football as a kid? And she said she was going to get up and
leave. Yeah, I'm going
to So you played youth football. Were you tackling it at 9 or were you playing at 9?
Yeah.
MJ, you was not.
Hey, have you seen that picture last week? Who's in the Bahamas? Go ahead.
Yeah, you had titties. You look like you had titties. I was like, damn.
They look better than
you.
Yours.
Was sick. Oh, first of all, they still get sucked, so don't worry
they
about
do,
it.
They do, by Justin. Or I mean, niggas like Justin.
This is why I can't have a relationship on this podcast, because of shit like this.
No.
I don't suck her titties, people. I promise.
They don't, because they go in her armpits when she sleep.
Yeah, true.
No, they don't.
True. I seen it.
See?
Where the fuck you seen it at?
On the internet. OnlyFans. E-Y-E. K-E-Y-U-H-I-K-E-A.
Real bitch speak. Real bitch speak. Bro, we keep getting out like kids.
Where are we at? Yeah, kids tackling.
When did you start playing football?
I played football just in high school.
Just in high school?
Yeah.
And you got good at it.
It was cool thing. So
football done got soft since like we played back in the day. Soft right?
Nigga, you can't tackle a quarterback.
Right.
At all.
Like, I've seen niggas like they fall down, try to grab the quarterback legs because they on the ground and it's a penalty. Foul. Yeah.
All aiming at Tom Brady.
Tom Brady bitch ass.
I just don't understand how we expect to bring up men in this system. For real.
This is going to go right back to.
No, I'm just saying, how are we expecting to bring up the next men
without roughing them up?
Right, it's just what it is.
You can't even, like, you kids need beatings. Yeah. Number one, kids need beatings, and you can't.
Niggas got to get physical, bro.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be as tough as I am.
And it's as a result of a lack of masculinity in the home. This is what this boils down to.
Not only in the home, in society, period.
Lack of masculinity,
period.
Participation trophies are trash as well. Yeah.
So you gotta earn your trophy.
Facts.
Yeah.
If nigga, you ain't first, you're last.
If you in last place, you don't get nothing. You clap.
You clap. I came in last place plenty of times. I still got my fucking trophy.
But do you have the trophy still? Do you have the trophy? Why?
Because I was on the fucking team.
What? Did the team win? Did the team win?
What you play?
Football.
You told us you was in the band.
Somebody said you went to the Ravens football camps over the summer when you was growing up.
Who said that? Who said that? You just made that shit up.
Lamar Jackson tweeted it.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson. And shout out to Jimmy Smith, because Jimmy Smith back.
Yeah. Y'all gonna win Sunday?
Of course.
I think they will.
I'm answering with my heart. Yeah. Of course, we'll win. Because we got Jimmy Smith back. We got that new nigga.
They talking about Marcus Peters.
Nah, not the other new nigga. We just signed Lee Ford or something like that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jimmy Smith back. Peanut back. Hollywood back.
We seen you take pictures with the Ravens team.
Oh, it was one nigga.
Who was it?
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Y'all
know him. We see how that rent be getting paid.
Real special team.
You be paying my fucking rent with your new check.
Yeah.
I don't think you about to say something.
I ain't even on.
I know Jim Harbaugh clap. Who's the coach?
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh.
John and Jim. John and Jim.
Jim not with us. Jim.
No, I know the brothers. The brothers here.
John?
Yeah.
Nah. I don't do paint.
we talking about kids under 12 football.
Yeah.
All right. What was I saying? Yeah, and ultimately these are the niggas that become gay.
Wow.
That's where you come at.
Wow.
Hey, look. How did we get there?
Bro, am I wrong?
Wow.
Am I wrong?
You know, no.
I mean, I don't know.
Am I wrong? Like, that's the last most masculine thing for a kid. Like, why are you trying to remove gender from our children?
Can I be
that's what it boils down to.
One of our best linemen was gay. He didn't come out after school, but he was
gay. He's a middle linebacker.
No, he was a right tackle. Great. And he's gay.
Y'all ever seen that video of the soccer team that plays soccer without the soccer ball?
No.
Because with the soccer ball, it's too physical.
Huh?
Y'all never seen that shit?
They just imagining this
shit?
Yeah, so they just be kicking air?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I swear to God. That's a thing.
No, they be no, having games?
That, yes.
Kicking air?
Yes.
You be watching
I think.
You be watching it?
It's interesting. That's the weakest shit I've ever seen, bro.
It do seem funny, though. Like, it could
they be kicking
funny.
Air.
And I hate
like,
to
how,
tell you.
How do they
but how do you know who
but how do you know who winning? Yeah, who got...
Every little boy
I got it. I got it.
Every little boy I seen out there, guess what?
They gay.
They heading down the wrong. I'm not gonna say the wrong track.
Imaginary
I'm
balls.
Not, Because their stance is with the ball, it is too physical. It's way too physical of a sport.
So you gotta be soft with the balls.
What's the next topic?
Bro, she freaked out. I just don't.
Hey, yo, no, I almost picked this
deal everywhere, bro. No bullshit.
That's not what he said.
That's what he was getting at.
That's what he...
But, bro, so, like, I'm not in their defense, but like I said, we had one nigga that was gay. He came out later. But he told us in school. He said, I'm gay. We thought he was playing. Like, you bullshit. Like, you know, niggas weren't really gay back then like that.
Yes, that's what they was.
We had one gay nigga in our high school.
How many we have in college, though?
About a quarter 60%.
Of the population. How many did you see?
Excuse me?
How many did you see?
We not.
What do you mean see? Like seeing with my eyes?
Like with your own eyes?
Y'all wild.
I'll punch you in your throat.
Y'all, I didn't see it.
That won't be discussed until confirmed.
I didn't see him.
It's confirmed.
Yeah.
All right. He just wanted to be that.
Nah, because that's funny. I don't take up for them.
Why they gotta be them?
Moving on.
All right, so you know how we usually do a relationship topic. Mm-hmm. We got actually a pretty heavy one here.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah.
So it's kind of a multi-part question, but we're gonna start with the first one. Have you ever been heartbroken?
Yeah.
Who? All right, Justin.
I mean, who hasn't? Have you really? Like, at this point in our life, you had to have been heartbroken to even get
there. All right, so there's so many ways to be heartbroken. You got to be a little bit more specific.
Okay, so.
By a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. And that can be male or female. Yeah. MJ.
Woo! Hey, you fit right. Hey, no, because I'm gonna give you props because that's a D Black statement.
Yeah, like.
And he always says something, and y'all got the same gap.
Yeah. So
okay, mine not as big. Don't do that.
Yeah. Shout out to D Black.
Yeah.
Love you, bro.
We love you.
But now, like, have you been heartbroken? Like, for real. Be honest with yourself.
I feel like if you've never been heartbroken, you're undateable.
Thanks.
And the reason I say that
is the good worst. Though.
No,
that
the reason good. The reason I that's say that good. Is because okay.
I know it's coming. Hurt people.
No.
Bitch is the worst.
No, I feel like you've had it your way the entire time. Okay. So the one dude who come up to you and tell you no about stuff you always had, now you heartbroken.
Right. I get
for
you.
What?
Well, see, my heartbroken wasn't like that.
How was yours? You walked upstairs and seen. Never mind. Go ahead.
That nigga wanna.
Go ahead.
Nah,
I feel like controversial.
I feel like I'm talking about this. Like, so my last nigga was gay.
You meet. So like when you say that really happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was funny. No, names like for that shit was media. Like. Tell us a story.
Hold on, but you be having a lot of Africans on your line too.
He wasn't African. Okay. I am currently dating an African though. Uh-huh. He a scammer. Because he won't tell me exactly what he do. He said he work in finance. I'd be like, okay, like what you do? Like cars, like, you know, hey. You work in loans. He won't really tell me. He just
shout out to
he don't think he a stockbroker.
Shout out to my guy.
Yeah. So
that's exactly how his name sounds here.
What? Your last nigga was gay for real?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? How you find that out?
The faggy had hit my phone and was like he was like, stop hitting our nigga phone.
The other nigga said that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you
could find out it was a nigga.
Because he sent the picture of him and my nigga in the bed talking about, I'm with our nigga, stop hitting our nigga phone.
Oh, wow. So,
it's because of a box track.
But yeah, see, and I thought that for a long time.
I still think that.
It probably is.
Real big pussy.
Probably.
Nah, like, help, no. Just that nigga gay. There's no such thing as a bisexual man. We said it last week. But, so, I'm just baffled.
So, just, what about that broke your heart, though?
Because she didn't feel like she was good enough for a nigga that a nigga went to another nigga.
Exactly. And okay. like a long time after, like, that's why I haven't, like, had a boyfriend or anything after that. Like, I just be fucking niggas because, like... No, I like
EYE KEYUH. Yeah.
Nope, like, when was this?
About, like, 6 years ago.
This was 6 years ago.
Okay, so you want to know, I'm going to interject real quick. So, for y'all women that say, y'all niggas need to get over that girl that broke your heart 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we got a woman on here dealing with the same thing. So,
but that's, it's different because, like, my nigga was fucking a nigga. And it wasn't like...
So, if he was fucking a bitch, it wouldn't have even been that big of a deal.
I feel like it would have been different.
I feel like you would have been more hurt.
If it was a bitch, I would have much rather it been a bitch than a nigga.
Why? So you can go fight her?
Because now the thing is, like, my name is, like, forever attached to him. And it's like, when I go back home, he's with this nigga now. Like, wow. They live in a condo. The nigga bought him an E-class.
You ain't had like, money.
All that shit. And I'm like, what is it about my... But see, my mother told me it wasn't my fault.
It's your fault. Your mama lied to you.
It's me.
No, hold. How's it her fault? Because
you fuck another nigga now that's gay.
Ah. Yikes.
Y'all niggas is wild.
I'm going to holler at y'all.
Oh, wow. So, hold.
Heartbroken. We got to reel it back. We got to reel it back. We got to reel it back.
It's just been a crazy night. Hey, wow.
I feel like they should have heard us before the episode started.
Whoa, no, they should not have.
I can see why that's hurtful.
Yeah, that is
because my bitch leave me for a bitch.
And
I'm
it was like,
that's not even that bad.
Because I feel like he could have,
told you?
Told me. Like, because you put my health at risk. Like, you put, just my whole life. Like, yeah.
Homosexuals, like, have the highest age rate, right?
Yeah, I took, like, an HIV test every day. Like, it was, like, not every day. It was maybe, like, every couple weeks for, like, a year straight.
Really, just in case?
For a year straight.
So, you know what? Like, now you're trying to be fun.
Whole year straight.
Because, like I said, me and you are friends, like, good friends. Like, we talk a lot. You would put these statuses up, and I thought you would just be
funny.
No,
that shit was real.
Because you're, like, one of the funniest people I know, like, no cap, like. But this really happened? Like, that? Yes. Like, that's wild. Like, not only that's wild, too, but, like, that's wild. Bro, you been heartbroken?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, you be breaking hearts.
No, nah, I mean,
I remember one time they told me to call you and check on you, so... I'm joking.
You know, we say crazy things.
But now, you're really in this situation now where you really feel like you've never been heartbroken.
Like I've been sad about shit, but I've never been like completely distraught. You know what I mean?
I've lost weight.
Hey, yes.
And hey, hair.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hair
I
falling out.
I had a cowlick. I still got it.
Yeah.
Has a woman made you cry?
Can you take your wig off?
Has a woman made you cry?
I got brazen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you because I'm sure niggas make you cry.
Niggas
don't make me cry, but that shit made me cry.
I feel like crying right now.
That shit made me cry.
Like, that shit hurt my
And
feelings.
I wanted to like blast him on like social media and stuff, but like for what?
Be the bigger person.
I was, but I definitely told his grandmother he was gay.
Are you taking?
Because he lived with his grandma. Hey, look, I definitely, and that like
if you
that
if you ever want to hurt a nigga, tell a grandma.
Oh, I did, yeah. And she was like, "What?"
Tell mine. Yeah, it did.
Mine too.
Why y'all laughing about
it? No. Dude, no solution for everything is killing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no witness.
Well, beat him the fuck up. What you mean? But like,
violence is the answer.
Like,
it is. Beat that nigga the fuck up.
So my problem is women that have been hurt that don't know how to get past it. And here's why, right?
But it's niggas.
Like MJ, I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna hit you with some Christ like shit.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
All right. Mm-hmm. The kingdom is progressive. This is straight out of the Bible.
Straight out.
The kingdom is forward moving, right? Forward mm-hmm. mobility. Mm-hmm. Take steps forward, never backwards, mm-hmm. right? What y'all dumbass motherfuckers want to call yourselves kings and queens, but don't know how to let the fucking hurt go.
That's right. You're 100% right.
And y'all call yourselves Christians and don't know how to let the hurt go.
And they bring in the baggage and like, okay, so we'll say I'm dating a new woman and I got done wrong by my old woman. Mm-hmm. I can't put the what she put me through on her. So I got to come in with a clean slate. It's like, oh, you act like blah, blah, blah. If I'm looking at you and you doing X, Y, Z, or I'm assuming you doing X, Y, Z, what you think is what it's going to be. It don't even matter if she is doing it or not. I think she's doing it. So she's doing it in my mind.
Do you think, who you think get over heartbreak faster?
Women.
You think they get over it faster?
100%. We talk about this all the time. Why?
100%.
Because the minute we fuck somebody else, we good.
Men are egotistical, bro. Like, you can't.
Okay, the minute I fuck somebody else.
No, women.
Yeah, because we don't expect to get heartbroken. I guess that's what the thing is, right?
Y'all be damaged for a long time and don't know it.
Yeah, like, no cap.
Don't fucking know it.
I got my heart broken in 2014. I probably just got over, like, 2017. Yeah.
Okay. Nah, I'm glad you said that.
I'm a gladiator.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that.
That's why a lot of men are gay now. I mean,
because they can't get over
in 20,
there.
Yeah. Don't put that on me.
But that's the same reason women go gay, though. They got their heart broken by
nah.
Yo, a lot of bitches get their heart broken.
I'm not giving up dick, though.
I mean, they be having dicks. They walk around with the little.
I don't want a plastic one.
I seen a bitch getting head onto that strap on
in the car, right?
Yeah, in the car.
She was moaning. Wait, they was sucking a strap on in the car?
Yeah.
With the slide and everything.
It was on Facebook the other day.
Yeah.
And she was moaning.
And she had slide coming out her mouth and everything. Like she was like spitting on the dick.
And the
joint driving was like
she
this.
And she had titties.
Was her titties out?
Nah. It was like an ultimate flex, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like
y'all niggas can't get this.
I mean,
I can't get my dick sucked, but she be getting these little rubber straps sucked.
That's because you're not trying to give me no money.
That's why I can't be in a relationship.
Call me later. Hey, Justin.
Nah.
Yeah, so what we got in the, it's always 5 o'clock bank account.
Enough to.
You going
to
do two? Two, we'll talk afterwards.
Nah, yeah, ain't no, we talk. I'm not fucking your fucking dick. Your dick is on the internet. Say it.
Your man was. Never mind.
Yeah, anyway.
Go ahead.
I'm about to go.
So you said you got over it in 2017.
It probably took that. For me to really feel free from it, I guess you could say.
Heartbreak in 2014.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Got over in 2017.
I remember driving from Liz to Lewisburg.
Ready to end it.
That's like, not funny though.
Like no,
but
no,
it is.
Like no cap. Like I remember I was like in Bertie. Like because I was coming from Elizabeth City to like Lewisburg, and I remember just bawling out, crying like I'm never gonna see this bitch again.
You pulled over on the side of the road.
No, I kept driving. No. I was in a hurry to get home.
It was raining. He started dancing outside.
Yeah, don't stop. I might turn around.
Crazy.
But now, like that's what I'm saying. Like it took me a while to like literally like. I might have fucked hoes. I might even talk to women between then and then.
But you were still hurt.
I was still hurt. And it took me a while to like finally sit down and be like, hey,
Is that why you have commitment issues now?
But was you hurt because it was your fault?
I was hurt because I was down and out and she left.
Like at your lowest point.
I was
when
at
you
my lowest point
her.
In life. And I needed her and she left.
So what?
But did you take that out on her, which is why she left?
Probably.
We were arguing, but I feel like that was some things that we could have probably worked on.
How?
I was fucked up. Like,
and she was supposed to stay because you was fucked up.
Or at least help.
Why not? Y'all expect niggas to stay when y'all got another nigga kid.
Weren't we just talking about somebody you knew? That they were looking for support and didn't get it?
Yeah.
Now what's
sleeping,
going on?
Sleeping in that Ford Taurus.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It does that. I think about it. Do take us a lot longer because, and I think it's because we don't expect to be hurt.
Yeah,
we expect the dude to hurt.
It's like when we get sick,
right?
If you got a woman and you sick, nigga, you dead. Like, can you bring me this? Can you bring me that?
Right. Who asked me? Is that why I have? Is what why I have commission?
Yeah, is that why you have commitment issues now?
Why? Because she hurt me.
Yeah.
No, I just. You know what it really is?
Or.
No, I really realized that I worth more than what I was.
Know your worth.
I know my worth, and I'm not gonna settle for less.
Don't settle for less. Know your worth.
I really mean that. Like I am an amazing individual, and
because you're an independent black man.
Boy, make $8 a week.
Boy, I do because my dick, like my hand hurt. Like, a little, you know what I mean? Like,
make a little money off the podcast. Now
I'm just saying, like, bro, like, I'm not ugly. I'm funny.
Whoa, we gotta stop. Two lies and the truth. Two lies and the truth.
I got screenshots. Anyway,
I seen them.
Mind your fucking business.
I'm minding it. Yo, why your face be getting twisted up like that?
Anyway, man. But like, heartbreak is one of the things as a nigga we just gotta get over.
All right,
we gotta be tough.
When
if not, we're gonna be bitches like Chaz. Oh, what's the word?
Faggots.
You gotta say it like Chappelle.
Faggot.
No. Okay. Reel it back in. So there was the couple of parts of this question. So you say you got over it in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get over it? And Ikea, I want you to go next because you obviously gotten over your situation.
I kind of
want
to hear your ass and what.
Okay, go ahead. Are you okay? And that's the third part to it. How did you get over it, or are you still hurt?
I mean, I'm not hurt over it, but like, I be fucked up because, like, my name is forever attached to it. Mm. Like, it's not like, he's like a known nigga in Baltimore, so, like, people know.
It was Omar from the water?
She lived in the extension court.
Get this nigga out of here immediately.
Yeah, but so.
But you live in North
Carolina. Was he a party promoter or something?
Nah, he just was, like, he just was known.
Okay.
Like.
Is he known for being gay now, or?
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Now
they know,
yeah.
Like, he got a whole nigga, but it's like, oh, that's your ex, like.
See,
and it's kind of fucked up because, like, the fag he bought him like an E class cool, got him living like in a nice condo and shit. Like, damn, like,
yeah, you couldn't give him what he's getting.
He clearly sucked dick better, like, clearly.
Wow.
I probably should have been taking lessons.
You hurt for real.
Can I kid now? Hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah,
hurt people.
That's why I just be fucking these niggas, because all y'all fucking faggots. Fucking faggots.
Hey, look.
Fucking faggots.
Hey, it's not us, but like.
Fucking faggots.
Oh my God. If we get canceled because of you, I'm going to fuck you up.
If we get canceled.
It's going to be because of Chaz.
You know what's crazy? I've never met a thot in real life. This is.
Hey, look, let me explain something. We really do fuck with our kid habit to the point where.
Nobody fucks with me.
Yo, if you follow us on Facebook, me and Ikea go at it all the time.
Damn, me and Justin and Ikea
always joking somebody.
Oh my God.
Because
Chad, when he
get
time at work,
you're funny.
He'll chime in.
Like, I ain't no faggot.
MJ already.
Alright, see, and I was laughing at the joke.
Oh my God.
And now here.
But now, oh, since they towards you.
Yeah.
Anyway. So are you able to move on though? Like, are you able to.
No.
So you have commitment issues as well.
I mean, that's not because of that shit, but yeah.
What is it for?
My thing is, I notice a pattern in the kind of niggas you fuck though. Like,
they don't be shit.
And they kind of gay.
Wow.
All right, so have a good night, everybody.
And so you did this to yourself, or you do this to yourself.
You're victim blaming now.
Yeah, like, why you, like, don't do that? Like, I didn't know.
Hey, you know what's funny?
I didn't know.
R. Kelly missed his court case because he had toe fungus. That nigga had some toe jam.
He needed
because he ain't getting no ass. Like, that's what it is, shit.
He backed up.
The young ass people.
Hell no.
Y'all niggas wild, bro.
We going down.
That nigga put out a whole statement and say he apologized for not being able to respond to the fan mail.
He can't read.
He can't read it. He cannot read that shit.
Who's always he writing?
He wrote everybody
shit. That nigga wrote songs drawing pictures, bro.
And emojis. Them joints in emojis.
He wrote
a shit in braille.
He
wrote
a shit in braille. He was doing a test.
For Stevie Wonder.
Stevie David?
No, not yet. I mean, I'm not late.
Speaking of which.
Oh, speaking of which. Speaking of which.
Crazy
shit. No wish.
All right, for real. Rest in peace, Pops. No, real shit.
John Witherspoon.
John yeah. Witherspoon.
Rest in peace, Pops, man. So, you know, I regular day, I'm like, damn, shit fucked me up. Goddamn, Pops dead.
It
all I
you
can
up.
Think about is.
It didn't fuck you up?
Nah.
I'm with it. Chill. Chill. Now, it's
a matter of it more yeah. and more. It didn't fuck me up. Like, right? It didn't fuck me it, up. It,
why now?
I know, right?
It didn't fuck me up emotionally, but it fucked me up like, damn. Like, damn, yo.
He was a staple.
All right, either way. Either way. Either way. So, you know, I'm at work and I'm just thinking like, yo, damn, if Pops can die, somebody going next.
Steve Harvey.
I know
he's going. Y'all tripping. Steve came down, man.
Why?
Nah.
He's sick.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. For real, so I put on Facebook.
Oh my god!
Innocently, I innocently posted on Facebook. Morgan Freeman probably next.
Whoa, man!
And within a matter of 5 to 10 minutes, my shit started booming. You a fucked up individual. I hope you next. Yada 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 yada. And before you know it, my post was reported. I was like, god damn. Y'all love Morgan Freeman.
They said, I hope you next.
Yeah. I don't know what it more fucked up. If you put that post on, somebody was sketching Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Who the fuck cares about Morgan Freeman?
They probably reported your shit, bro. It probably was him.
I was like, damn, Morgan Freeman.
Dude, he got real bad skin.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman, I hit popping like that. Like, and I wasn't saying it to be like. Bro, I wasn't saying it like wishing death upon the nigga. I'm just thinking.
On. We gotta time you out. Because you killed Pops like 7 months ago.
No, he killed John Singleton.
John.
No, I didn't.
You said, rest in peace, John Singleton. He won't die yet. He died Monday. And he recorded on Saturday.
That was an accident.
It's power.
Hey,
yo.
Hey.
That was an accident.
Hey.
Power in
the tongue.
But.
Power in the tongue. You. Yeah, Pazzo. You got a knack for going viral, though.
Oh, my God. Yes, you do, bro.
You got a knack for going viral.
You said take Aretha and give us. No, take Beyonce and give us Aretha back.
Thousands.
And you had like.
Thousands.
Almost 1,000 shares, bro.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Man. But. I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck was searching Morgan Freeman.
I don't know, bro. This nigga got a whole fan club out.
And why?
Apparently,
he be playing the fuck out some movies.
Bro, I ruffled the wrong feathers.
Okay, yeah. What's the shit?
Wait. Exactly.
From the 80s to my Lean on Me? That's what I,
he was on the little Noah's Ark movie. What was that shit?
He was on the
yeah, when he played God.
And
Evan Almighty. Evan Almighty.
Yeah. When he played what?
And
go
ahead.
Fuck y'all.
And he on the Liberty Mutual commercial.
Yes, that, he is.
That's not him.
Is that Liberty Mutual?
That's not him.
That's the Allstate nigga.
You talking about Q Daddy from Love and Back?
Yeah.
Hey, free my nigga
Cuba
Golden.
Cuba Gooden, bro.
Free my nigga Cuba Golden. Yeah, they doing him wrong.
He in jail for real? He's still in jail?
No, but
he
like.
He need to go.
He apparently.
I know he did it.
What he doing?
He said, suck that baby dick.
Somebody suck that baby dick.
With the little KFC hat. He had a KFC hat on.
Oh, my God. What the fuck going on with Cuba Gooding Jr., bro?
Right.
That nigga that played radio got retarded real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have said that shit, man. But, fuck him.
IEP.
Yeah. Then we have one more topic. I think we got time for.
Oh yeah.
We ain't talked about one topic fully all night.
No,
y'all retarded. But
IEP. Okay, this is
IEP.
Huh?
eat pussy.
It's too much going on.
I don't know. Okay, so piggybacking off the have you been hurt?
Yeah.
Ikea, I'm starting with you. Because we talked about this throughout the week. I didn't drop this on you, but do you, like, going into talking to somebody else, do you always automatically go have a backup plan? Like, you got a main, and then, oh, I got this other nigga too. Mm.
I don't have anything.
That's the best. Hey, you a pimp.
Yeah, nigga, the whole time.
I don't have anything at all.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking to that.
That's what's up. You just told us you told
us. Somebody gonna get mad when they hear this?
Probably, but but my Cash App.
Like, but the story we read, it said 50% of women have a backup spouse.
But that's just saying, like, you just know, like, your main shit not...
It's trash.
Right.
So are we wasting time?
Basically. Mm. But, I mean, essentially, ain't that what we doing anyway?
Who's we?
I'm just saying, like... I'm just saying, we just wasting time till we find, like, something that's better. Right?
Or something that's permanent.
Mm. But how, I mean, is anything really permanent?
And all of
I was say, some people just settle, bro.
Is anything really permanent? Because how do you know, like...
What's face settled, too? She about to, she in, like, mascara school.
Mascara school?
Yeah, she's
esthetician school?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
your lady did
settle.
Foot
damn.
I don't disagree with y'all.
She settled for you?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, Chad is the prize.
Do you feel like women have a backup, Justin?
I'm gay. Because they, when they leave day one, nigga, they be having another nigga on the internet. Like, I mean the internet, I mean they be on Facebook with another nigga, like,
posting. Where I should have been the whole time.
Some shit like that. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, the one who really has my heart.
So where you find backup niggas at?
So hold on. Hold on. So
social media, I guess.
Okay. So you talk to a woman, y'all stop talking, and she said, where I should have been the whole time. Mm-hmm. This is the woman you've been trying to get with, and you actually tried.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that, how you feel?
I don't give a fuck. Like, I might be heartless now, for real. Like,
cause you hurt.
Hey, how that?
Really hurt.
How that Ike Turner joint go?
I was hurt, but I got over it. Like, either you here for me, if you're not, if I can. It can go one way or another. Either you can be here or you ain't.
Chad, what month is this? November. Me? He's had at least 8 girlfriends this year.
Wow. Mm.
No, that's
8.
This is why I'm single.
Or 11.
This is why I'm single, bro.
I don't know if it's 11. I know it's at least 8.
8.
They always hit this, and then they be like,
you said you ain't take the bitch to the fair. You bought that turkey leg.
With the mac and cheese on the inside.
What the hell means?
All right, I'm gonna head out.
I'm fucking with you.
I'm with you. Ooh, say less. Man, look, listen, bro. Y'all not gonna do this to me.
Where we about to eat at?
Who?
Right now.
I got some pizza over
there.
You fuck. What's wrong with you? Man, like, real talk though, serious business though. I ain't gonna never be in no relationship fucking with y'all. This is gonna
you come. Already 30, like, you gonna have to sign up for
Match.com.
Black not meat. Match, eHarmony.
Or adult friend. What's the title of that ad? I'll
pull up. What's the one they say is meant to be deleted?
Ashley Madison? No, hold up. Who's meant to be the leader?
It's like a new one that say, like, you meet people when, like, you're supposed to find your match on it.
Wait a minute. How do you know all this?
Because I just signed up for Bumble and, like, they don't be answering my shit.
Yeah, because you got to hit them up first, right?
I do be hitting them up. I be like, hey, love.
They were, I'm good, love.
They don't hit me back. down, hit me back.
They accidentally swiped you, bro.
Probably. Look, I got like
100 matches.
So many gray, though. No, it's only, it ain't 100. It's three niggas, bro, in there.
I blast so hard my hair hurt, bro.
Bro, y'all stupid.
Yeah. Are we done?
We can't.
No.
Oh my God. Like, what, we got something else?
No.
Man, like, real shit. Like, this has been a pleasure. This is funny.
We said this was going to be a funny episode.
Yeah. Wow. Niggas don't really be hitting you back from both.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I swipe for the white women. I be wondering.
You know what?
You be on my Tinder.
Huh?
You be on my Tinder.
How many times you done had Tinder?
Tell myself what's up.
You see him on Tinder?
All the time.
He got that picture of him in that black jacket, don't he?
What black jacket? Oh, I had the crown. Yeah. Rick Ross, yeah.
You saw him on Tinder too, MJ.
You got some shit on me.
Yeah, your ex-boyfriend, my cousin. So we seen him. I ain't from West Virginia or Baltimore.
You from Alabama though.
No, my family
is the same shit.
Ain't you from Jamaica?
Okay.
They
don't do that gay shit over there.
Log in. Hey, Clay, what Clay Davis say? Yeah.
I sing it.
Yeah.
You sing it in Jamaica?
Hold on. How you see him? Yeah. Oh, we got to go. Hey, look. We got to go. Who taking us out?
I can't give us something. Drop us with a DM or whatever whole shit you be saying.
So my Cash App is money DYEKYKEYUH.
And it gotta be a fucked up in the head to pay you $40 for anything.
I ain't asking for $40.
Eight.
Oh wow.
Man, $12 tops.
Real shit.
Or like, take me to hibachi.
No. Like what kind of good hibachi?
Like, I mean,
Kanki?
I don't like Kanki, but I mean, if you
like that, I'm talking about that scale. Is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Nah,
cause you can get hibachi LOL right now.
I don't.
The China King right here got a hibachi lunch special for $6.
It's nighttime.
So wait till the daytime.
I'll fuck with you.
Nah, shout out D Black.
Yeah, alright, I'll fuck with you.
Good night.